We take a first payment of 8,000. We just get paid commission.
Hello.
Hey, is this Jason?
Yes.
Hey, it's Josh from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, doing good.
Good. So I did get the application with your info on there. So you do have a pretty decent credit at 735. So that's going to definitely help the file out.
Okay.
And then what the underwriters do is basically they'll average out the two credit.
Okay.
So it's still, you know, it's better, but it's not, you know, the greatest. Just wondering what they were saying that they wanted. Another suggestion is if we can get like a second co-signer. Do you know if Heather has a pretty good credit or not?
I don't really know. I know we talked about it a little bit yesterday. I don't know what hers is like at all. I really don't.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But
does she have any idea of, you know? I mean, have you had any like late payments or owe any money or anything like that?
She has never really, said she has to me, but, you know, like I said, we don't really get into that very much.
Right, yeah.
But
Pretty touchy conversation.
that's for sure.
Yeah.
But, I'll just bounce something off of you real quick. I'm not sure if this is an option or not, but, I mean,
okay.
You know better than me. But we have a second business that basically is just sitting at idle. We don't use it.
Okay.
But there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. There's no negative anything at all.
Okay.
And that's basically going to, it's my business now. So I don't know if that is going to be an easier route or not. I've been debating on whether or not to maybe use that as like the purchasing power for the other business, because the other business has the contracts and stuff set up in their name, you know, for our work and for the insurance and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But what is your thoughts on something like that?
Okay. How long has that business been in business?
Well, I'm going to say probably about 15 years.
Oh, okay. It's not too bad.
Yeah, but we just basically don't really use it. You know, we pay the taxes on it every year and keep the business name up and all that.
Yeah.
It's just, it doesn't show any cash flows because we don't use the checking account.
I see. Okay.
That's the issue there. And I don't know if a person has to classify that as maybe like a startup or a new business or I don't know.
I see. Okay. So that business doesn't actually have too much of cash flow going in. So what's like the, do you have any gross annual sales on that business?
No, because we run everything through Smith Construction. It's called J&J Contracting, which my father passed away, but his name was John. So my name, it was John and Jason Contract. So that was going to be mine anyway, through time. But we just kind of, after he passed away, we just kind of stopped and just, you know, let it sit in idle, and we've just been operating under this one account. But everything's still current and active. It's just, you know, if you want to say, well, let me see your tax returns, there's not really going to be no activity.
Oh, I see. Okay. In that case, it's not really going to help the file. Just because there's no sales on it.
Sure.
So, you know, we can't be able to get you a loan and then, you know, expect that business to pay us back with no sales or
exactly
like that.
I figured that would be the case.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know if it would be easier to go about it that way. And I'm assuming that over time I'll just have to start using it more and running the cash flows through it and trying to get it built up.
Yeah, I mean, even if you just, you know, maybe in the future you can just run like maybe like 10,000-15,000 through it a month, you know, just show like some sales in it. That'll probably, you can use that as a second option sometime down the road.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I guess what we can do is I can submit it with just you and Gayla's credit.
Okay.
But, you know, if we can take a look at another co-signer, it would definitely help the file if she has or he has, you know, better credit than Gayla.
Yeah.
Did you want to see if, you know, Heather has good credit, or do you want me to just move forward with just what we have now?
Well, I can ask and see. Mm-hmm. I guess it never hurts to ask that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how much, you know, financial responsibility she wants to take on.
That's true, yeah.
But,
do you have any other family members that you... think?
No, not necessarily. Uh-huh. Not people that's, you know, owners anyway.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Or, you know, have interest in it.
Right. Okay.
But
I guess, did you want to just run the idea through Heather real quick and see what you think about it and then get back to
okay.
me with it? Okay.
Yeah, I can do that real quick.
Okay. And then did yeah. you ever find out what happened with the MX account?
No, I do need to get on that. I need to ask her about that, too. So when I'm asking her about the score, I'll ask her about that, too.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And then just the second quote, and that's it.
Okay.
Okay,
all right,
sounds
well,
good.
I'll get on it.
Okay, sounds good. Just give me a call, you know, once you find out.
Okay. All right.
Alrighty, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.